Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
49424.
Thank you. And the first and last name on the account?
Douglas Antuma, A-N-T-U-M-A.
And what was the last name?
Antuma, A-N-T-U-M-A.
Thank you for that. And can you please verify the address on the account that you're calling in about?
16994 Quincy, Holland, Michigan.
Thank you. Okay. I have an account for George Antonin.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, my first name is George.
All right. Okay, your account is coming up now. Alrighty, let's see. We have, okay. Looks like on the 8th of May, 2022, there was a Platinum Ultra smartwatch for $7.95. A tablet on the 10th of July for $7.95. Let's see. And then it enrolled you in our Factory Direct Savings Club membership, and that gives you $125 to use in the store where the tablet and the Platinum Ultra smartwatch are purchased. Excuse me. And that's sent to your email monthly. So you should have a $125 voucher in your email. And that's where the $56.95 charge was from. And that is a reoccurring subscription. So that gives you a $125 voucher sent to your email monthly to use in the store.
So here's my problem with all of this. I never got a watch, never came. The $7.95 for that tablet, that's supposed to arrive in 5 to 7 days. That never happened. And I never agreed to a $56 charge. So I would like you to reverse all of that because I didn't receive any product from you guys at all. And I don't have an email with a voucher in it. It never came.
Okay. For the smartwatch, it looks like, I'm sorry, I should have said this at the beginning of the call. It looks like that charge was declined. So that's why you never received the smartwatch. And let's see about the tablet. It looks like that was a exclusive offer to enter to win the tablet. It wasn't actually a shipping that paid. It was to enter to win a sweepstakes.
Well, that's not. Yeah, but that's not what it said. I read it exclusively, and they said it was that. Just pay the shipping charge, which I did.
Okay, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding. I can go ahead and cancel this for you, so there'll be no recurring charges effective immediately.
Yeah, but I want you to stop the $56 also.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want to pay that.
That's not something I'd be able to do. I can't refund that charge.
Then I'm going to report you guys for fraud to Chase.
Okay, let me take a look at your account and see what I'll be able to do. Okay, I can issue you a refund of 50% today, and that will be back on your card.
I want the whole thing, or I'm just going to Chase. I'm going to have you guys set up a fraud. That's all we're going to do. So I need you to stop that amount.
All right, let me take a look at your account.
We'll put you up as fraud.
Let me take a look at your account, and let me see if I'm able to do that. Just give me one moment, if that's okay with you.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. I did try to issue you that refund for $56.95 in full. It said the transaction could not be refunded, but I will go ahead and fill out a document to go ahead and try to put that through for you send it to my supervisor, and they will go ahead and issue that for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Give me 1 second to notate your account, and I'll give you that cancellation number.
Okay.
One second. All right. Almost done, and I'll have that refund number for you. I mean, I'm sorry, the cancellation number, and that will be your refund number too. I'm just going to put it down that it didn't go through, and my supervisor will go in and do it for you manually, okay?
Great. How long will that take?
You should receive that in 3 to 5 business days. All right, that cancellation number is going to be 261-01-8498. Hello?
All right, so they're going to reverse that charge then, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm filling out your document now to send to my supervisor, and they will go ahead and push that through for you. Since it said refund error on my end, I'm not sure why, but my supervisor will be able to override that and go ahead and send you the refund.
Good.
All right.
All right.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.